Isaiah 48:10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. God will allow his children to be in the furnace of affliction, chosen and refined in the furnace. We must understand that afflictions pass the permission of the throne of God. Spurgeon remarked that in all the affliction he went through, had the sovereignty of God not been in his most precious thoughts, then he could not bear it. It was a matter of survival for him to believe in an all-knowing and sovereign God. God tells us that he has refined us, but not with silver. Yes, the refiner's fire is the work of the Holy Ghost. When we sometimes feel abandoned by God and feel as if God is far from us due to our afflictions, we must remember that the refining fire is still upon us and the clouds hide the smile of God. God's work is still ever present in us when we are going through afflictions and cannot see him. Oh, rest assured, Christian, though you cannot see or sense God, he can see you. His eye is ever on the sparrow, and he watches over you. God says, behold, I have refined thee. Refining is purifying work. The furnace of afflictions burn off the dross. They sift the chaff and leave nothing but good wheat. So it is in the furnace of afflictions. All that is burned off is the waste that is not needed. The impurities are burned off. What is left is tried and tested and pure gold. God said, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. That is the lot God has given you. Pray for healing. Pray for deliverance. But pray for holiness. Pray that the furnace makes you more like your master. How is it that we could be more like the master and that we are predestined to be conformed to his image? Well, it must take the fire to make us pliable, to make us moldable, to make us to conform like the potter does to the clay. Of this furnace cannot be without fire. It cannot be. Or it would be no furnace at all. How could it be heated up? How could we understand if there was no betrayal? How could you fellowship with Christ who had his Judas? If there was not sorrow, how could you be like the man of sorrows? We are all too cold and hard without afflictions. So God brings the heat and stokes the furnace 7 times hotter, that number of perfection, so his work is complete in us. He knows just the right amount of heat to use on us when we are cold. When we become cold in our devotion to him, when we become cold in our prayer life to him, when we become cold to others, God heats the furnace of affliction to melt us, to make us more like his dear son. We are, and we pray, to be predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. Lord, make me more like Jesus. Without the furnace of affliction, you could not be like Jesus. For Jesus went through the furnace of afflictions. He went through them. And not for his sake, but for ours. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only devise thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give glory unto another? God will not allow his name to be polluted in our lives. If we are his children, God will bring us through the furnace of affliction to burn off our impurities, so all that remains is pure gold. All that is gone is all that would harm you. All that remains is all that is good for you. For God will withhold no good thing from them that love him, chosen and refined in the furnace of afflictions.